Unit 9, page 99, exercises 4 and 5.
On today's show, I'm joined by Alice Gomez and Omar Rudd, who have started a campaign to raise road safety awareness. Alice and Omar, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The two of you met in quite a dramatic way, I hear. Can you explain?
Well, I was driving to work one day when Omar walked out into the street in front of me. I braked hard, but because the road was wet, my car skidded. I hit him. It was awful. He went off in an ambulance, and later I went to visit him in the hospital. I felt so guilty.
The accident was mostly my fault, though. I was distracted by my phone, so I didn't look properly when I stepped into the road, and I ignored a nearby pedestrian crosswalk.
How bad were your injuries?
Well, I broke a leg and had a minor head injury, but I was lucky that Alice was only driving at 40 kilometers per hour. You're more than twice as likely to be killed if you're hit by a car traveling at 50 kilometers per hour.
Fortunately, I wasn't late for work that day. I'm ashamed to say I often used to go over the speed limit when I was late, even though there was a speed camera. I used to slow down when I came to the camera and speed up again as soon as I'd passed it. It took Omar's accident to make me see how irresponsible that was.
When we were chatting at the hospital, we realized that neither of us had been taking road safety seriously enough, and we decided to start a campaign to spread the word that it really matters.
Our starting point was to persuade schools to let us speak to their students about road safety, and that worked really well. We told them our story and gave them lots of tips with facts and figures to back up our argument.
For example,
8 out of 10 pedestrian and bike rider deaths are caused by accidents at night, so it makes sense to be as easy to see as possible. You should always wear high visibility clothing if you're out at night.
The campaign grew and grew. We got the local paper involved, and soon we'd persuaded the council to build some speed bumps to slow down traffic near schools. They've reduced accidents by 60%.
That's fantastic. And what's next for the campaign?
Bike paths. We think a lot more people would leave their cars at home and travel by bike if they could ride on safe paths, separate from other traffic. Bike paths would improve not only safety, but air quality and fitness levels, too.